is this how you are?
Back, back. It is for the back.
No? Comfortable.
No.
No, it seems to work.
It doesn't look as good.
Sorry.
It's pretty cool. You look kind of like Rambo.
No, I think that works.
All right, hold on. Come on. Play the game.
No, see, this way I can't fall. I think that's...
You're welcome to bed however you like.
Go on. Damn it.
And I am recording, so you're welcome to start when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, I'll use the PowerPoint, I guess. How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Very fun.
Okay. I've forgotten to mail you the minutes, but I will do. Oops, Daisy. we. Yeah. Good. All right. Okay. Yeah. Just. Someone gets pain.
All right. Okay.
Were you guys first with your prototype? Before we get to the good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
We have budget problems.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're all sacked. Oops.
I don't even have the song.
A presentation to make?
No, mine.
Okay. So it's just your show.
Maybe we should bring him so the camera can see him.
Okay, sure. We made three for you.
Oh.
One's based on the banana, one's based on the tomato. And
tomato.
The other one
tomato.
Is...
Tomato. I don't recall a tomato.
Yeah, we had some red left over.
Ah, I see, okay.
Okay, so this is the no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly speak recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, yeah.
Okay.
We need to incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. If you do need buttons, you can flip it over and there's some there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like, you know, individual users.
Yeah. They might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there.
Ah, right, okay.
I'm not sure about that. And this one is the one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Yeah, you guys can.
That's groovy.
Can
I? Well, I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is... it's delicate. It's already got its stand, that one. That's its stand.
Right,
it does
okay.
Also lie flat, but that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay,
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay, nice and obvious.
If
it's standing up,
that.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's standing up, it's on there. But also we're going to have the company name on the front, which is the little black kind of line.
All right, okay, brilliant.
Front
and centre.
And that's the transmitter, the LED thing. These are the two scroll ones, which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because it could get bashed.
Yeah, where you're holding it, kind of.
Yeah, well, if you hold it, you can hold it. It does actually feel quite ergonomic if you've got small hands. obviously, I don't think that's real size thing. It would have to be a bit bigger. Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie-talkie as well for speak recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Then the buttons. Kind of self-explanatory, just buttons whenever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base prongs at the bottom. We use those as tools of the trade for that.
Right.
And then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's not in the traditional place.
No.
But it's quite an obvious place.
Excellent.
So there we go. And we have the banana.
Oh yeah.
Based one too.
I suppose for the younger audiences.
Okay.
A more friendly type.
So Barney the banana.
Right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose.
Oh, excellent. Just what we need.
Yeah.
Sort of Loch Ness banana.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, yeah. Well, nice to have options at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are there any improvements or issues?
It won't
or?
Stand.
Oh, there are issues.
Just lay it right down, it won't stand.
Main problem that we have, unfortunately, being finance.
Mm.
This is entering the evaluation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll buttons, it's going to cost us 14.6 euros.
Oh.
So
what's
we have to re.
On the left.
Sorry, I've accidentally highlighted somehow. There we go. Oh god, why is it doing that? There we go. So basically, in order to save our 2 euros, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape but just have it flattened.
Mm-hmm. More like a traditional remote control.
Yeah, I mean it's already got a kind of cool shape,
mm-hmm.
so but it wouldn't have to be curved sort
mm-hmm.
of in and out. And by doing so, oh no, hold on, doesn't save us quite as much. I don't know what's going on with this again.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
And double curve on both sides? This is double curve.
So curve.
This is double curve. This one is single curve. This is single curve. This is curve on both sides. So double curve.
No, I think it means double curved as in.
Like an S.
Like a. So it's got a single curve on that bottom half. And the double curved would be if it was that similar curve
okay.
upward. Okay, I might be wrong.
Like this. One curve on this side, one curve on that side.
I don't think that counts as a curve, I think that's just a shape.
Oh.
Okay.
The curvature is like the is case.
Because that's the biggest expense.
Yeah, and why I've got it too, I don't know. I can't seem to select anymore, however.
Okay. Well, we can work around that.
Right.
What do you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there, but hold on until I find it. I think this shift button might be stuck again. No. Maybe the shift button stick. Okay, so that would take away 3, which would give us. Oh, that's fine. 11 euros 60.
So we could even add some.
We could not quite have the scroll wheel, unfortunately. What?
Fire the accountants. yeah, we could add things. If you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from,
yeah.
And then use the arrow keys, does that work?
Yeah, no, it just extends it as well.
You can do one thing, right? You just select one box outside, yeah, this box, then move it with the help of this, okay.
One of the buttons is sticking to the words.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now move it like this. Shit.
No, it's because the shift button's stuck.
Should we ask our technical expert, Melissa?
No, it's fine. We've worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons? It could be those.
Yeah. Cancel. Press O.
That's too bad.
Oh, never mind. Right, so that's finances. I don't know what could we reckon we could add.
Well, maybe we could add something, but maybe if.
I suppose that's our design that we've got.
Yeah.
So.
If we're happy with the design, there's no point spending money if we don't have to.
Yeah.
But if there is anything you think we've missed out there, then you know, feel free to add it. Maybe, I mean, obviously it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's not in an ideal place right now.
But that's okay. So project evaluation, we have under 12 euros 50. Project process, everything that went. Are we happy?
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I think we have a winning product.
Okay. Evaluation. Ooh, you're writing this up.
I think it went quite smoothly.
Room for creativity, were we happy with that?
I think we were very creative.
No, I mean, I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, no, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. So, we're just going to... yeah, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Excellent leadership.
Actually, you're all getting a raise. Teamwork, I thought went well.
Yeah.
Everyone got enough input, I think.
Technical stuff was brilliant. Let's buy more. Right. I don't know what new ideas found means, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these latest one, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas and new shapes, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Groovy. Yeah.
So just general thumbs up for all of us then. That kind of, unfortunately, is too quick.
Okay. Well.
I suppose, yeah. So let's talk about our bonuses and the raises we're getting.
That's it. I think another couple of days' holiday pay might be well in order for all of you. Let's see if I can get this bloody thing going. Whoops.
Maybe we should start cleaning up the clay.
Does it go back in? Is it reusable?
Something.
I don't know what it says, but it's really, really annoying.
Have you
finished? I have, yes.
Mine is also there.
Huh?
At the last, mine is also there. Presentation.
Oh, right, okay, you've got more.
Oh,
okay.
You got presentation, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't bother to tell me that on this thing. Is it? Okay. Doesn't tell me.
Is the project evaluated that is mine?
Oh, you're doing that one.
Yeah.
We evaluated ourselves, we thought we were great.
Yeah. love to eat that.
Hey,
kind of a green banana now.
Like covered banana.
It's this as well, sorry, we forgot to mention, we've made out of kind of a rubbery latex new material that we've got.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have any blue?
I forgot.
It's fun to touch.
So now is the final evaluation of the of our product.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to means at what standard it, whether it meets our standards or not, how what rating we will give to these products. So of course this is, will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. So, but methodology I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. We will give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means because we have already studied that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays. So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmentals. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I'm having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The board working again.
Do we have the marker for the board? There it is.
So these are the three criteria for evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all the user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think? Whether it meets all user requirements or not?
I think yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
The user requirement is essentially just to operate the TV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
of course we haven't actually got a working
model yet.
What
do you personally
think? I would say 7.
Yeah.
7's good, yeah, isn't it? I can't, true or false? No, sorry, 1
yeah.
Is true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is 7?
No, it's like true is one end,
okay.
False is the other.
Okay,
so 1.
So it's 1 point from your point of view.
Yeah.
And what do you say, our industrial expert?
It's hard to know. Give it a 2.
you can tell on the, like, I think she has given her views on the basis of design because she was our interface expert.
Okay.
But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
Yeah, I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there is kind of a shortage of buttons. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 10.
Sure. And what about
And you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for the 1.5. Basic requirements, but okay. of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine. It may be having good design. It may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology-wise, price-wise. But there is one thing which limits the customers. Like, we are having only 2-3 designs. Like, we are having one banana design, and the other one is orange. And
yellow, orange.
The third one is what you get. That is not of a favorite. But if a person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting him.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't buy our product because we like this only.
Okay.
So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, 2 or 3 kinds there, and
being fruitist.
Yeah.
Is that not trends?
No. Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that, because whatever companies, they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like, if we see, look at the smallest thing, toffees, chocolates, they give a variety of different things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only 1 or 2 choices, we are limiting our customers. And by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolates. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have 2 or 3 choices, but they're different designs. We were coming up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but...
No, I mean, obviously
I
your opinion, I'm just trying to...
won't give it rating beyond 3.
Okay.
So, we can...
It's a tough cookie.
Yeah, on an average, we can think 3-4.
5 or 6.
What are we doing? No, sorry. Adding
them up.
We are doing
very wrong.
Yeah, we are taking average, and
then
I am taking it very
wrong.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Exactly. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8,
just
reaching 2, so we will.
Sorry. How it conforms to the current trends?
Yeah. Again, the fashion trends. This also like whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay. Well, going on the specifications that we had, that fruit and vegetables are quite popular, and that people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons, I would give it, well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at that looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3 or 4, I'm not sure. 3, go for 3.
As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as you said. It does have the push buttons, or the scroll buttons, but doesn't have that fancy solar power, or the vibrating energy mechanism, so I'd give it a 4. I'd give it kind of middle of the road for technology.
Yeah, I'm sort of pretty... just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So, I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen in it. So yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Okay. Personally, I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like, these products are in fruit shape, because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything of is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables, or getting them some or showing some association with them. So, and in this way our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and our is quite simple and quite handy. So that is also that also our product meets the fashion trends of the market. And yes, it is spongy also, so they can play with it. It's quite good. So then I think maybe I can give it to. So. Is it fine? So, what about company strategy?
Is
yellow.
Strategy, okay. There was a lot of discussing. It was good. I feel I got my say. So I give the company strategy. Two.
Well, I think it's the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Okay, so. One or two?
Yeah.
What? Okay, just two. It's fine.
I'll go with two.
So, what about you, Brian?
Yeah, pretty much kept to the company strategy, so I would go for a one, as we not only kept it but we were limited by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and me also like this product, this meets all company strategy. Like our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product meets all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it rank one.
One.
Yeah.
So we can say two or one?
Two.
Okay. So. Overall, we are getting 2.3 something, but we can round it as two.
Okay.
Yeah. Groovy. So I think overall, the evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it.
Yeah.
Great.
In which case, we are done. Because we have evaluated and we are within budget.
Cool.
Okay.
So champagne lunch.
Yeah.
Great. Now I've got to write these. Okay. What meeting was that?
So I'll probably have to write up a couple more forms and whatnot.
Yeah. I've got a report to write, so.
I like my job.
Yeah, with the claim.
Yeah, and can you hold on, agenda 3.
Mine is there in...
Yours is in project, is it?
That's good.
Okay, cool. I'll get there eventually. I can't remember what that was called. Conceptual. Detailed.